Populist parties rise as mass migration becomes a top concern of EU citizens. By Kurt Zindulka on July 12, 2023. The issue of migration has soared to one of the top concerns of citizens in European Union countries in recent months. As populist parties surge throughout the bloc to the chagrin of the legacy open borders establishment. The annual Eurobarometer survey published by the European Commission on Monday found that immigration now ranks within the top three most concerning issues facing citizens of EU nations. While the inflation and cost of living crisis and the war in Ukraine still remain the top two most important matters facing the public, immigration has risen from ranking sixth to the third most pressing issue over just the past 6 months alone. According to the survey, 27% cited inflation as their chief concern. 25% said the international situation, the war in Ukraine, and 24% pointed to immigration, meaning that immigration only trails the top concern by 3 percentage points. The increase in concern over migration comes as an estimated 8 million Ukrainians have sought refuge in Europe since the Russian invasion last year, putting increased pressure on asylum systems across the bloc, which were already stretched thin from waves of economic migrants and refugees from impoverished or war-torn regions in Africa and the Middle East that have continued since the European migrant crisis began in 2015. In addition to the millions of Ukrainians and other genuine refugees, Europe has also seen over 92,000 illegal migrants cross the Mediterranean Sea on people smuggler-operated boats since the start of the year. This year also saw one of the deadliest migrant drowning incidents in recorded history, with an estimated 750 people plunging to their deaths off the coast of Greece last month after allegedly refusing assistance from the Coast Guard. Rather than take firm measures to cut zero-FF illegal migrants entering the European Union to save lives, Brussels' major initiative in the face of the crisis is to attempt to redistribute migrants throughout the bloc in order to have the burden shared more equally. In order to enforce this edict, the EU has agreed to impose fines of €20,000 for each migrant a country refuses to take in. Countries such as Poland and Hungary have so far said that they will refuse to pay, laying the groundwork for a future showdown over the issue. The increasing concern over migration among European citizens has coincided, as the leftist New York Times lamented in a recent article, with an increasing trend of hard-right parties surging in popularity and, in some cases, gaining power by entering governments as junior partners. Despite breathless clamoring and fear-mongering over the rise of right-wing populist parties across Europe in the pages of legacy newspapers on both sides of the Atlantic, the trend only seems to be continuing, with the globalist Dutch government of Mark Rutte falling just last week over the issue of migration, potentially setting the stage for a right-wing populist coalition to take the reins of power in The Hague in the upcoming elections in November. Meanwhile, just a couple of hundred kilometers to the south, devastatingly destructive racially inspired riots following the police shooting of an Algerian heritage teenager who fled from officers in his car from a traffic stop, has once again brought the issue of migration to the forefront of French politics. While establishment figures were quick to attempt to deny any links between migration and the riots, a firm majority, 59% of the public, said they were a result of failures of migration policy. According to the director of the Opinion and Politics Department at the polling firm Opinion Way, Frédéric Michaud, the only political party to come out strengthened following the week of rioting throughout France was the anti-mass migration national rally, Rassemblement National/RN, of Marine Le Pen. A survey from Opinion Way found that Le Pen is now ranked as the top political figure in the country in terms of public trust to deal with migration at 27%. The second most trusted figure is her longtime deputy and current president of the party, 27-year-old Jordan Bardella, at 22%, edging out President Macron, who only gathered 20%. Populists have also seen significant gains in France's neighbors, with the populist Vox Party possibly on the precipice of entering into a coalition government with the conservative Popular Party in Spain following this month's elections, which are widely expected to see socialist Pedro Sanchez booted out of office. In Germany, the Alternative for Germany, AfD, has become the nation's second-largest party, surpassing the leftist Social Democrats of Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and the only party to capitalize on the failures of the coalition government, a recent poll found. The AfD, which shocked the establishment with a surprise victory in a local election late last month, is seen as such a threat to the powers that be that a government-funded organization has even suggested banning the party outright to, they claim, protect democracy. The recent gains come amid a broader shift to the right in Europe. With staunch conservative Giorgia Meloni sweeping to power last year in Italy on the promise of cutting illegal migration and protecting Italian heritage, populist parties have also entered into coalition governments in Finland and Sweden, following years of failed policies from neoliberal, pro-open borders governments. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtSindelka or email to ksindelka@breitbart.com.